Well, it is hard to believe that it is June 13th, and we're just about a week away from the longest day of the year. And then we start sliding back into darkness. Well, with that happy thought in mind, it's time for Willie Hallahan and Sporting a Cause. Willie's website is sportingacause.com, and that's where you can find a list that's chronologically listed of fundraising events that are all somehow tied to sports. Good morning, Willie.
Good morning, Marshall. Yeah, the longest day coming up next weekend. Boy, yeah. I hate to say it, but the days start getting shorter after that. How did this all happen?
I don't know. It just goes by much, much, much too quick.
Yeah, yeah. Before I start on the calendar items, I just wanted to take a minute to talk about the Murphy Open. That happened this past Tuesday over at the links at Unionvale in LaGrangeville. It was a very hot day, but everybody hydrated and took care of business and it got shortened a little bit by an incoming thunderstorm, but nobody seemed all that upset to end it early because it was hot and it sapped us. But it was successful. Jeannie Salader and the Tri-State Chamber crew did a great job organizing the event along with the people over at the links. And the money raised goes to the local food banks, the Sunday in the Country Food Drive and other area food banks. So it was all good. Coming up, ongoing, actually, a couple of ongoing events to talk about first. Throughout the whole month of June, runners can run the Vegan 50K. It's done virtually this year. Now, 50K, Marshall, it translates roughly, if I did the math right, about a 30-mile run. I mean, it's just ridiculous. But you have the whole month to do it. The proceeds benefit three different pet welfare organizations. This is a Massachusetts-based event, even though because it's virtual, it doesn't matter where you run it. The organizers are a group called the Berkshire Ultra Running Community for Service. Basically, they're long-distance runners, and they organized just for the purpose of running events for charity. So it's a very philanthropic group. They're semi-crazy because they're all dedicated to running these long, long distances, and God bless them for that. Also ongoing, at least through tomorrow, is the OK 5K race. This is a Kinderhook-based race, but it's virtual this year, so you can run it wherever you want, and you have through tomorrow to do it. The proceeds benefit local charities. Over the years, they've benefited the Boy Scouts and the Fire Company and the library, food banks, and so forth. And today is the 44th annual Litchfield Hills Road Race. Now, I think it's worth taking a minute to describe this event, Marshall. It's much of what I talk about isn't happening this year because it's being run with restrictions. In its 44 years, there's a flavor that I'd like your listeners to get about this event because it's truly unique. It's nearby, and maybe next year when things are back to normal, it would be worth a visit because it's quite unlike anything you'll see. It's a bunch of stories. It's like a bunch of sidebars. You know, first of all, it was conceived of in a bar by a couple of runners over a couple of beers by 45 years ago. It's a 7.1-mile course, which is unique as a distance, but apparently for serious runners, it's everything that a runner would want in a race. It has all the elements that if you're good, you can be successful with it. And even includes like a heartbreak hill. It's called the Gallows Lane, with extremely steep slope. And as a result, it draws runners from all over the world. Runners from Kenya have won the last couple of years. Bill Rogers, the famous long-distance runner, American, has run it before. And on good years, pre-COVID, let's say, there have been up to 1,200 runners that get into this race. I consider a successful field around here is 100, 150. But they get 1,200 runners at the starting line. And the funny thing is, if you're at the back of the pack, if you're waiting for the race to start and you're at the back, it can take you over half a minute before you get up to the start line. That's how huge the field is. But the race itself is really only part of the story, because it's everything that goes on around it that makes it so much fun. First of all, the whole town shuts down for it, and the whole town turns out for it, actually. People stake out their territory on the green. They put their coolers and lawn chairs in a circle to have their spot. It's almost like going to Tanglewood and sitting on a lawn for a James Taylor concert. The people line the streets. There's an artillery contingent that arrive in full Civil War regalia. They set off a cannon that starts the race. There are bands that set up along the course just to serenade the runners. And the night before, and this is very touching, I think, the night before the race, there's a group of them, runners, volunteers, and people involved in the race. They go to this local cemetery, and they visit the graves of every person who has ever had anything to do with the race's success. And, of course, over 44 years, there are a few that are no longer with us, but they visit each grave, toast their memory with Irish whiskey, and the event is just so steeped in history and tradition. It's great, and it's actually almost a week-long event. I mean, there are town community dinners and all kinds of things in advance of it. And one thing that, not the least of which, is the economic impact of an event like this on a town like Litchfield. I mean, it can't even be calculated, because people are coming into town from all over. They're staying. They're in the restaurants. They just fill up the town, and it's nothing but good. And I'm sure the people of Litchfield are going to be grateful next year, I hope, to return to what it used to be. I mean, they're limiting the entries to 500, just 500, this year. There can be no crowds. There's no pomp and ceremony going on, but they're still pulling it off. It's running as we speak. They're, like many races, they're starting people off in groups, not a mass start, in other words. I guess they don't have to wear masks this year. They've made that concession thanks to the progress we've made. So anyway, that's going on. It would be a good event to check out next year if you can, an event like no other. There are a couple of other events that are similar in terms of being more than the race itself, like the Kent Pumpkin Run is one of those. Where hundreds, maybe thousands of people turn out to watch, has a high number of entries. The Sharon Classic Road Race is another one, Marshall. You're involved with that. You broadcast live from there, and the green fills up with people. There are tents, they're selling food, there are nonprofits who are set up to talk about the things they do, and they have a high, they get 250, 300 people, which is huge for an area like this. But it's just another example of a race that's been around for a long time, and because of that, it's become greater than the event itself. There's a celebratory kind of feeling about them that makes them special. So we got a couple more to look for. They're not as big as the Litchfield Hills Road Race, but still special and worth visiting. Next Saturday, Father's Day, is the longest day. This is sponsored by the Alzheimer's Association. It's always held on the literal longest day of the year, and it's meant to emphasize that for Alzheimer's sufferers and the families and caregivers, that every day is the longest day for them. It's actually a virtual event, but it was virtual before the pandemic made all events virtual. People are asked to do whatever they love to do, hold a barbecue, play a round of golf, go for a walk, go for a run, and raise money for the Alzheimer's Association. That's the Father's Day. The 20th falls on Father's Day. This is particularly meaningful for me personally, because my father passed away of Alzheimer's on Father's Day, so it'll be a reflective day for me, for sure. Also on Father's Day, next Saturday, the Father's Day annual Monster Lobster Shoot and Raffle. It's hosted by the Great Barrington Fish and Game Association. That's going to raise money for the club's projects. Also next Saturday, the third annual Ryan McElroy Children's Cancer Foundation 5K run, walk, and 10K will be held. This is sponsored by the Eastern Dutchess Roadrunners Club. Lots of, if you've got an active road running club in a town, you tend to have a lot of races just because that's what they do, and it's their interest, and they tend to sponsor events that become fundraisers. So over in New York State, you know, that's particularly so with the Eastern Dutchess crowd. This is an in-person race. It's not virtual, and it starts at the Pauling Firehouse. It costs $30 or $35, depending on whether you're entering the 5K or the 10K. And the proceeds benefit the Ryan McElroy Foundation. And that's it for this coming week, Marshall.
Well, you know, we're getting busier and busier each week. I have to pass this along. Dale Jones completed a bucket list event this past week, and he drove into a demolition derby.
Did he really?
And he won his heat.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I should.
Dale Jones, the Renaissance man. He's our long-term announcer for the ski jumps, of course. He was a ski jumper himself as a kid. And I'm not even sure we could hold the event without him.
Well, I've known Dale forever. We were worked together with the original WKZE many, many years ago. But it was fun to see that he got to drive in and win his heat. So congratulations!
That must have been was that the Stampede?
Yeah.
Okay, because I knew they had a demolition derby element there. Well, good for him.
So.
And did he get out unscathed?
He got out unscathed and he won his heat. And I figured it's sports related, and we have to tip our cap to him.
Absolutely. Good for you, Dale.
All right, Willie. SportingAcause.com is the website. Willie, we'll speak to you next week.
Okay, Marshall. Thanks so much.
Take care.